Indiana police chiefs and sheriffs will explore involuntarily committing overdose survivors into drug treatment. One Ohio police chief is pushing for such a system that provides long-term care. Side Effects Public Media's Emily Foreman reports on the discussion at an Indiana State Health Department conference this week.
Involuntary commitment has long been permitted with mental illness. If law enforcement deems a person dangerous or gravely disabled, an officer can transport them to a treatment facility against their will. But someone revived by first responders after overdosing on opioids doesn't necessarily fit that description. Newton, Ohio Police Chief Tom Sinan says that needs to change.
Because there's not probable cause for an arrest, they refuse treatment, and they also refuse to go to the hospital.
In Indiana, it varies. Some counties may transport them to a hospital. If they committed a crime, maybe they detox in prison, or later they're enrolled in a court-ordered treatment program. Last April, the General Assembly approved a bill that allowed officers in Tippecanoe, Marion, and Wayne counties to involuntarily commit overdose survivors to the nearest treatment facility and hold them for up to 24 hours. But then what, says Fort Wayne Police Department Captain Kevin Hunter.
The biggest issue, though, is that we just are very limited on what to transition them into. There are very few beds in our county and surrounding counties.
Hunter says once they find a building, Fort Wayne plans to open a 100-bed treatment facility in 2018. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.